Start the Torah Marsh of Rav Nachum of Toshin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Cooper.
Most way through the three weeks a year that we have to Mesabel on the Chum Beis Hamikdash, which happened 1,953 years ago. And most people, I think, find it very, very difficult to connect to this time of year. People look at it maybe as sort of a part of the cycle of the year that we have to get through, and let's get past it. It's inevitable, we're in Golos. But really, this is a time that we can really use this as an opportunity to connect with the Rebbeinu Shlom, connect with the Shechinah. The Hanhogos, the Halachos that the Poskim give us are there to moir us a bit, to take a feel, the Chitzonis, Moiris HaPnimis, to feel what we are missing. And if we think about it, it's very understandable in a way that we find it so difficult to connect to this sort of time. First of all, it's hard to tell a person to be sad. You've got to feel sad in this time of year. But more than that, it's because it's very difficult to be misable, to feel pain, to feel tsar on something that we never knew, something which we never experienced. Lamoshla, I would go and tell a person, I was researching a bit the history, and I discovered that you had a great, 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 great grandfather lived 400 years ago. He was a very successful person. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was very rich, and there was suddenly a big pogrom, and the Goyim came, and they tortured him, they burnt down his house, they took away all his money, they killed half his family, sent the rest into exile, into Golos. And you might feel sad, like you would feel sad that you read any sort of sad piece of history, but it wouldn't bring you to tears, it wouldn't bring you to a real feeling of an Avedos. Yes, I know that he's my great-great-grandfather. I never met him. I have no shaykhs to him. What does that mean to me? That's one difficulty in trying to connect to this time to Miss Abel and to Miss Sire on the Beis HaMikdash. Also, a second point is that we're so used to our life that we have been living in. It might not be so nice and dandy. There's definitely many challenges and many nisyonos and many difficulties. But at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, things are going well, we're successful, Baruch Hashem in Ruchnis as well, there's so much learning, so much davening, so much chesed going on. So we don't really appreciate what we're missing. That can be a marshal to a person, a lady who is sent into a prison, to the prison of old, into a dungeon, a dark, dingy dungeon, and she has a baby there, the baby's born in this dark dungeon, he's never seen daylight, he's given a bit of bread, a bit of water every day. And that's how he lives, that's how he's born, and that's how he's growing up. But he doesn't know anything better, he's happy. That's what he's used to. But he doesn't realize that if he just pulls aside the curtain, he'll see sunlight, he'll see trees, he'll see growth, he'll see there's so much other foods to enjoy. There's meat, there's fruit, there's vegetables. There's so much other things that are going on in the world, but he doesn't appreciate that. He doesn't know what he's missing, because that's what he's used to. As we've lived in this sort of situation in Golos, whatever we have, that's what we are used to. We don't really appreciate what we're missing. And therefore, it's very hard to be mitzdayim, be misabil on the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we have to try and be moir ourselves, to taka appreciate, to taka see what Chazal have to say. There's many books now as well, which spring from the various Chazalim and different Svarim, to taka be moir us, what the Beis HaMikdash was, what we are missing. We say in davening, we say in the Haftorah on Shabbos, Rachem al Tzion ki hi beis chayenu. We call the Beis HaMikdash, that was the house, that was the source of our life. Beis chayenu. We say every Monday and Thursday in the Yerotzon, after Kriyas HaTorah, we daven Yerotzon, Mifnei Avinu Shel Shamayim, L'choinein es beis chayenu. We call the Beis HaMikdash a beis chayenu, it's our life. Similarly on Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say Nutal Kovod beis chayenu. We see from here that Chazal, the Tfilos, they're being magdi that the Beis HaMikdash is Chaim. That was our life. Without Beis HaMikdash, we have no life. As is brought in the Svarim, that the difference between living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to living in Goros is like the difference between a person with a neshama, a live person, to a person without a neshama, and even worse than that. The Ramah brings a minug to go to the Beis HaKvaros of Tisha B'Av after davening. The Mishpura brings from the Paskim that one of the reasons is Loim Hashanachnu Chashuvim Kameisim. We go to the Beis HaKvaros to remind ourselves that in the life that we have, compared to what it could be, what it should be, it's Chashuvim Kameisim. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Kemigdal David Tzavorech, that the Beis HaMikdash was called a Tzavorech. It's compared to the neck. Says the Chazal, just like when you cut the neck, you take away the neck of a person, we know what happens to him, is when the Beis HaMikdash was taken away from us. That's what we're left with. We're left without the head. And with that, we can understand a bit. The Peledik of Gemara, the Gemara tells us in Tainis, the Chavtes and Adalef, that at the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Rishon, the Pirchei Kuna, the Koyanim, and the Beis HaMikdash, they climbed up to the roofs of the Beis HaMikdash, and they jumped into the fire. It's a chapera ploim. What are you jumping into the fire for? Why are you killing yourself? We try and understand what Chazal are telling us, that the Beis HaMikdash was Beis Chayenu. For them, living without the Beis HaMikdash, they actually live this, that it's Kamisa Chashuva. We're living, and the Shom is being taken away from us. There's no life left for us. Is what does it matter if we physically kill ourselves? Obviously, in halacha, that needs a bit of clearer guidance and clearer guidelines. But that was the hargosha that they had, experience of Chatzkel Eberstein, that they saw in front of them. They saw they were dying. That without the Beis HaMikdash, that was Kamisa Chashuva. And it's not just about the people over there in the time witnessing the Pirkei Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash. It's actually a halacha and passing the Shulchan Aruch, which is Nageh Ad HaYom Hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says in Orech Chaim Siman Kuf Pei Sif Hei, that before a person benches, he has to remove the knives from the table. You have to take away the knives from the table. Why is that? So the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Simcha the reason as follows. The Pa'am Achas, one time, there was a person who was benching. When he came to Bnei Yerushalayim, he suddenly remembered. He's davening for Bnei Yerushalayim. He remembered the Churban Habayis. He took a knife, and he stabbed himself, and he died. And therefore, the minhag is to take it away. So therefore, we always makbid to take away the knives before we bench. And the Chayetz of Peneproim, there was a very unusual person, a bit unstable maybe, who got overexcited, took it a bit far, and when he was davening about Yerushalayim, he remembered the Churban, he stabbed himself. So Meir, all of Klal Yisrael, all of Doiros, must take away the knives from the table. Why does that apply to us, what this one interesting person did? And the Tarot says, no, Pungfaket, he wasn't Meshuggah, he was normal. We're not normal. He understood, he really had the real picture of what it means to live in Golos, to live in Churban. He took the knife and he stabbed himself. So Chazal say we can't allow this to continue. There might be many other people who get to this feeling of so overwhelming tsar when they think about Churban Habayis, they will kill themselves, make sure the knives are off the table. So therefore, we need to try and remember ourselves. I want to talk more in the positive way and to think and to bring from Chazalim what taka was life in the Beis HaMikdash. There's so much to talk about, whether it's in the Ruchnius, the Gashmius. I want to talk a bit of focus about the actual Beis HaMikdash itself, how we saw the Beis HaMikdash itself was alive, was a Beis Chayenu, it wasn't a Doimim, it was something that was alive. For example, Chazal Teras, it's a Mishnah Midas, which the Pirkei Reb Lezer expounds on, based on a Pasuk in Yechezkel, that there was a door on the side of the Heichel and the Beis HaMikdash, two doors on the Dorim and the Sofon, and it's before in the Pesukim that the one on the Dorim, the one on the south, was never opened. No one's ever allowed to go through that door. On every Erev Shabbos, state in the Medrash that Klal Yisrael would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and suddenly as Shabbos came in, they would see this door open. And that was a signal of the Medrash that Shoyoidim Shashchino Nichnas Lebayis. Similarly, the Medrash says in Rosh Chodesh as well, they knew through this door when Be'emus, the Vezin weren't able to Mekadosh on that simon, but they knew when the new Moira de Levana was, the door would suddenly open by itself. The door would open and close, it would have this physical this physical simon that the Rosh Chinuch was coming in. The Gemara says, "Psachim Dav Samach Dalu." That when the on Erev Pesach, when the kitos, the groups came into the Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash was full, the doors automatically closed. They closed by themselves. We all know the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara in Yevama in Yuma Dav Chof Aleph, the Gemara's Darshan's Yarar Halavonoin. The Gemara compares the Beis Hamikdash to a yara, to a forest. What does that mean? Says the Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis Hamikdash, he planted fruit in the Beis Hamikdash. Fruit? You're not allowed to build a tree, you're not allowed to plant a tree. It wasn't fruit, which, as we know it, it was fruit from gold. He made trees, plants out of gold, and he put them in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would grow. The fruit actually grew. The Mashal learns the fruit were golden fruit. And the Gemara says that when the wind would blow, these fruit would swing off and fall down, and the Kohenim would take them and sell them, and that's how they have Parnosa. We saw that the Beis Hamikdash itself was alive, it was growing. If a person had brought Kodshi Kodshim, they used Klei Cheres to cook the Kodshi Kodshim in, and the Gemara says that because of the Shailas of Noisar in the actual Klei Cheres, you can't cash a Klei Cheres, they would smash them. Now what do you do in the Beis Hamikdash? When you've got smashed Klei Cheres, they didn't have bins in every corner. They would drop them on the floor, and then they were gone. They would disappear into the ground. Abaye says the same would be, we know the innards of the Oifers that were brought on the Mizbeach, they would put them by the base of Deshen, and they would disappear. So to the Deshen as well from the Mizbeach, they could see physically a person dropped something which wasn't supposed to be, a piece of rubbish, it just disappeared into the ground. They saw that the base of Mikdash was alive. We all know the famous Gemara, the Mishnah in Abbas. The Mishnah tells us about the 10 Nisim that were in the Beis Hamikdash. One of them is that there were Oimdim Sfufim and Mishtachim and Rebochim. Let's just picture that for a moment. The Azor of the Eretz Yisrael was Kuflamet Hei Amo on Yud Aleph Amo. That means in modern terms that's about 6.5 meters wide and 80 meters long. So this room is way more than 6.5 meters wide. 80 meters long, I would imagine, let's say row and way over here, that's more or less, I would say, fit into that area. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who came together, especially in the Rogolim, and they all fitted in. They were all there. Oindim Svufim was taka very tight. Svufim is a lot and soft. They were floating. They were so tight they were in the air. But the Medrash tells us that even though they were so tight, there were so many people there, but people could still keep coming in. It's one thing, yes, so many people have got in, but how do more people get in? The Medrash says, even if 100 people came one go, they just walked in. There wasn't queues outside, there wasn't pushing and shoving, people just kept walking in. Says the Medrash, lo yochlu lahachnis etzba, you couldn't fit a finger between the people on one hand, the other hand, people were just coming in the whole time, just defied logic. And then when it came for the Shtachavoyas, the time when they were Mishtachaveh, Pishri Dan Reglam, suddenly Revochim, everyone had four Amas, an Amma on this side, on all four directions, you had the Amas. How did that work? Defied logic. Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara tells us, Oren Enim in Amidah, you went to the Kodshi Kodshim, and in the Beis Hamikdash, it was 20 Amas by 20 Amas, and you had the Oren in the middle, and the Oren took space, 2.5, 1.5, and the Kohen Gadol would come in on Yom Kippur, and he would see that there were still 10 Amos on this side of the Oron, and 10 Amos on that side of the Oron, and the Oron in between. How did that work? This was because the Beis Hamikdash, as we said, was the Gilui, a Bokum of Gilui Shechino. It was alive, it was Beis Chayenu, it was a place that a person came to the Beis Hamikdash. He had such an injection of Emun and Hashem, of Hargosh and Shechino. Memeda, his whole life was a different type of life. I want to bring out maybe another Nakuda, a new Hargosha maybe that can bring it closer to home, concerning one of the Minhagim that we taka have in the 3 weeks. One of the Minhagim, which we actually is not in the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, is that we refrain from having Bos of a Yayin. Shulchan Aruch brings in Tufkut of Aleph, actually Medina de Gemara. It's only on Erev Tisha B'Av. But the later Paschim added on the 9 days, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch brings that were noigim shloi lechu basa shloi listes yayin, even from Yizayim Matamas, the whole 3 weeks. So the Pashup Shai is the reason why we don't have basa b'yayin in these days, is because it brings simcha. We know that on Yontzuv there's a chiyuv to have bosa v'yayin, because the food that brings a person to simcha, to simcha's Yontzuv. So conversely, in the 3 weeks, on the 9 days, which are time of Avedus, we refrain from having bosa v'yayin. But in the Gaon of the Shulchan Aruch, he brings a different reason, a different shayrish, a different makor for this time. And he quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra, a fascinating Gemara in Bava Basra, Samachom at Beis, the last Amud of Ches Abatim. There the Gemara discusses the various takonos that Chazal made to remember the Churban, the Amalamo that you leave unplastered, the Chosin, you put ashes on his head. And the Gemara brings as follows. Ton Rabbon, Keshechorev Abayis B'Shnio, when the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, there was many Prushim who decided, Shloi Lechel Bosov Shloi Ishlois Yain, from now on we're stopping to eat meat and to drink wine. Nitbunem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua came up to them, Amalem, he said to them, Bonai, Mibnei Ma'i Atem Oichlim Boso, Vein Atem Shoisim Yain, my sons, why are you not eating meat or drinking wine? Amuloi, they said to him, Noichal Boso Shvimenu Makrivin Agav Mizbeach, should we eat meat that Be'etzem could be brought on the Mizbeach? V'achshu Botel, and now we have no Mizbeach. Nishta Yain, we should be drinking wine, enjoying wine, Shemenaskan Agav Mizbeach, which should really have been poured on the Mizbeach. We don't have that anymore. That was the argosha that these people had. How can we enjoy meat and wine when this meat and wine is something that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash? Now how can we enjoy it without the Beis HaMikdash? Amalem, he said to them, lechem lo inoichal. Okay, but then you shouldn't be eating bread either. There's no menachos anymore. How can you eat bread? How can you enjoy bread when there's no bread in the Beis HaMikdash? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So he said, you're right. You're absolutely right. No more bread. After we're peiros, we can survive on fruit. He said to them, peiros lo inoichal. You can't have peiros either. Shekvar botlu bikurim. We don't have bikurim anymore. We don't have bikurim. How can you enjoy a nice pomegranate, an olive, some wheat and barley, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash where these things were brought? So they said, you're right, no more Shivas Aminim, after a Pesach Achirim, we'll have apples and pears. So he said, Rabbi Shua said to them, Maim lo nishta, how can you drink water? Shekvar botlu, nisach ha-maim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring the water on Sukkos, nisach ha-maim, how can you enjoy water when we have no Beis HaMikdash? Shoski, they were quiet, the Taka didn't know what to say. Amalehem, he said to them, Bonai, boi, boi malechem, I'll come and tell you what you should do. Not to feel this avelos, this feelings that you have is really justified. To tell you not to do that at all, it's impossible. There's a gzeira, the gzeira of the korban. On the other hand, the lesabel yoisemidai to be mesabel too much. Iefsha is also iefsha. Why? We cannot make a gzeira. We can't make a takana. We can't put on hog and klal yisrael, which Roy Batzibah can't stand with, it won't be able to hold by. And the Gemara brings later Taka a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, "Miyoyim shechora beis hamikdash dinu shenigzal atzmenu." Really, the din should be that we should be gozing ourselves. Shlo lechol bosos lishlis yain, and in gozing zeil atzibah and kein Roy Batzibah yichorim lamuid boy. Says the Gaon that we see clearly from the Gemara that this feeling that these people had. How can I eat meat? How can I enjoy wine when we have no Beis HaMikdash? That was a justified feeling. That was a true agosha. Just ein goizim gzeira letziba and mkein roi betziba yichoyinu naam with boy. Says the Gaon, that applies to the whole year of at least on Erev Tishba Medina de Gomorrah. According to our minug from Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days, a few days a year we can connect to this agosha. It is a gzeira which, yes, yichoyinu naam with boy. This gzeira of not having basa v'yayin. That means the Gaon is telling us that the reason we're not having basa v'yayin is not just because the things that bring us simcha. It's meant to be a medium for us to think a bit more about the Beis HaMikdash. When you think about a nice meaty meal or a nice cup of wine that you like to have, you're meant to say, why am I not having it? Why am I not enjoying this? Because this is something that should have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash. This is something that would have been brought as a korban, which would have brought them on the Mizbeach. And I'm missing that. If I'm missing it, how can I enjoy it when it's missing from the Beis HaMikdash, when it's missing from the Beis Hashem? The same is when you have lechem. They weren't goyzer so far into the lechem, but you see that that's how gosh a person has. He enjoys a piece of bread, a nice fresh roll, fresh challah. Think about the fresh challahs in the Beis HaMikdash, the lechem upon him, the moindik and nes, that they put these loaves of bread on Shabbos, and a week later, they were cham ki yomi lochoi. There was still fresh, soft steam coming out of them. They could see it from afar how fresh they were. The more we think about the Beis HaMikdash, the more that we think about the nisim that there was, the shechira there was, the more we'll taka yearn for it, and the more we'll taka daven for it. Because, as Chazal tell us, the way that we'll be zoicha to the Geula, the way we'll be zoicha to Mashiach, is through our tefillos. The Ramban brings in Parshas Shmois that in the time of Mitzrayim, really Klal Yisrael were roim v'chatoim oid. That's what his lashon is. Roim v'chatoim oid. They were in a very, very low madrega, very, very bad people. They really had no schus as far as themselves, as far as their ma'isim were concerned, to be zoicha to Geula. However, b'schus the tefillos, shavosom, the tefillos broke through, and through the tefillos there was zoicha to Geula. Says Ramban, it doesn't matter what madrig you are, what matzav you're in. Rabbeinu Shmuel always listens to our tefillos. We, Baruch Hashem, I don't think we'll say that we're roim v'chatoim oid, far past that, Baruch Hashem. We are doing a lot of good things. Kol shekein, that our tefillos will be so powerful, and our tefillos can be what will bring the Geula. There's a medrash, the medrash says, V'sheich HaToiv Tilim Yudzayin, in the time of David HaMelech, there was a terrible magefa, and thousands of people died. And the Medrash says, Shaloi Tovu Beis HaMikdash, because they didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. Now think about it, the Medrash speaks this out. This was before the Beis HaMikdash was built. It was before David Shlomo HaMelech had built it. But they should have been asking for it. Says the Medrash, Kol Shekein, people have experienced the Beis HaMikdash. They're living after the Beis HaMikdash. Kol Shekein, they're expected to daven to bring back what was. But notice the lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash doesn't say Shloi Bikshu. They didn't ask. Shloi Tovu. They didn't demand. The tefillah is someone owes you money. You don't go into him and say, please, can I have £100? I lent you £100. You demand it. It's al pidin. You gave him £100. You demand it back. Tovu Beis HaMikdash means we can demand. We have a schus to demand the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, on the walls of Yerushalayim, I place shomrim kol hayom v'chol halayla. Who are these shomrim? Who are these guards that Kodesh Baruch has placed? Anyone who's been to the old city, goes round the walls of Yerushalayim. Who are these guards? Where are these guards that Kodesh Baruch has placed in Golos to protect Yerushalayim, to guard Yerushalayim? So Rashi says that Kodesh Baruch has special malachim, created special malachim, who their tafkid is to constantly daven and nudge for the Geula. But the Radak says, the Moridik HaPshat, a different Pshat. The Radak says, who are these Shomrim? Heim Aveilei Tzion Shemespallim Bayoimu V'layla Yerushalayim. These are the Aveilei Tzion, those of us who are connecting or thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, who are davening for the Beis HaMikdash. We are the Shomrim. We are those who are guarding and protecting and bringing alive the memory of Yerushalayim. And we are the ones, through our tefillos, who will be mekar of the Geula. Kola misabul al Yerushalayim, zoicha v'roya b'simchoso, saying Chazal. It doesn't say, kola misabul al Yerushalayim, yizke v'yira b'simchoso, they will see. Kola misabul al Yerushalayim, zoicha v'roya b'simchoso, explains Ruchayim Belozhin, because the Gemara says in Pesachim, that gzeir al ha-meish n'shtakech man ha-lev. There's a gzeir kol shbochu in his chesed, puts in the teva of mankind, that they forget when someone dies, it's a very, very difficult, there's a velus, a tsar, but as time goes on, they forget about it. A mest is mishtakim chanalei, but someone who's chai, if the person's alive, a person doesn't forget about that. The tsar remains, as we know from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu knew that Yosef hadn't died because he was constantly in the matzav of tsar and a velus for 22 years. That was a simmer that Yosef was still alive. Zorim chayim ben odon kol amasabul yushalayim. If someone in 2022 is still Misabul Yerushalayim, is still yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, he's still thinking about coming back to the Geula, he's still someone who's a Sefiol Yeshua, that shows the Beis HaMikdash is Taka alive in himself. It's still Taka alive in his heart, that Pintla is still there. And that is a Zoyche V'Rev Simchas. He is already achieving a connection to that Shechina. He's already achieving a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, which through that connection, he can build on it, he can remind himself to daven more, and with that taka, to be zoicha to the Geula, to the binyan bayis, meher v'yomenu, amen.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.